Welcome to Module 3, Winning. Questions make all the difference. Really? In Module 2, Exploring, Finding the Hot Buttons, and Using Benefit Statements, we learned that price shoppers ask how much for many reasons. And it's not that all of them are always seeking the lowest price. I am urging all of you to review slide number 25 in Module 2 and to keep the points in that slide in your mind. They can be critical to your success. How do you know that when a caller asks, "How much do you charge for a funeral?" that they are seeking the lowest price and not seeking the highest quality? It's true that some people do seek the lowest price, but I ask, as compared to what? Using what criteria? What points of differentiation? What if you are mistaken about your price caller, only wanting the lowest price, and it's like a caller seeking a hotel room, because he or she calls around to various hotels? Are they searching for the cheapest room? Do they really want to stay in a flea-bag motel? Might they compare the Marriott to the Radisson? So we must engage the caller to determine where they are coming from. This is your opportunity to gain a client family. It's your livelihood. It's your career. It's your future. It's why you are in business. Earlier, we talked about that in order to win the call, you must first win the caller. Your competitor does not know this, and he or she does not have this as a goal. He or she is likely content on just giving a lowball price. In short, to win the caller, it's worth a shot to find something besides price quoting to start winning the caller. And that people often choose to do business with a friendly person who wants to be helpful and courteous. I recommend that you and your staff, you and your staff review the basic rapport building questions and work on establishing rapport before giving your pitch. Try asking the caller, "You know, you've told me that you are calling around. If I could answer a question for you that no one has answered so far, what would it be?" You might be surprised as to how this can open the door for you. Ask the right question and you'll start getting better answers. In fact, why not adopt my basic rule and make it standard operating procedure at your funeral home that when a price shopper call comes in, whomever answers the phone must ask the caller three questions before prices are given out. Review also the 10 ways to make the caller confident enough to choose you. Again, this is your responsibility. We spend a considerable amount of time on creating benefit statements. Again, your responsibility. What's in it for me? The WIFM, W-I-I-F-M. What's in it for me is the key in having you and your company stand out and in getting the call. The what's in it for me tells the caller why something matters, emphasizes real value of your service, causes that price shopper to see you differently, changes the perception of the caller, and makes you and your message memorable. You see, people don't buy embalming. They buy what it does for them, like giving them time to congregate, time for family to come a long distance, time to make a decision, a way to make the deceased presentable and non-offensive. People don't buy a funeral. They buy what it benefits them. Support. A way to say goodbye. A reason to gather. A statement that something important has happened. People don't buy the fact that you own your own crematory. So what, they say. But they buy the assurance that the cremation will be done by you, at your place, in the right way, and so forth. It's your job to communicate the what's in it for me benefit statement. They cannot be expected to know what's in it for them. Incorporate some of the hot button questions I provided you with and create some of your own. Well, you have now completed two-thirds of this course. And I ask you, as this appears on our first slide, I ask you, do you believe in yourself and that you and your company provide the best service? That any family not choosing you is not receiving the best care and service that they are entitled to. You must believe this. Think about your pitch. Where does it come from? Is it straight out of the can? Is it boring? And does it even bore yourself? How are you taking these shopper calls? Are your callers going to forget you as soon as the call is over? Are you leaving them inspired to call you back? And very importantly, did you give them reason to call you back? If you are not outstanding when talking to the caller, you'll be outstanding in the street. So today we will talk about factors that turn callers into client families. Price versus perceived value. That's something we have all heard about. And I want to give you a classic example of price versus perceived value. The example has nothing to do with funeral service. In fact, it has to do with the automobile business. But I would like you to modify it to your own practice. You've all seen the ads from car dealers that sell a car a dollar over invoice, at invoice, below invoice, no value there. Certainly no perceived value. What happens after I take ownership? How will I value from the use of my purchase? And what kind of service, for instance, can I expect? I promise you that no one remembers the price at 7 a.m. when you are waiting in line at a car dealership for service, and you don't get taken until 7:30. And the service person is somewhat rude. And they have no loaner cars, so someone else has to drive there with you and then take you to work. And when you get back at 5 p.m. to pick your car up, you wait another 20 minutes and then come to find out they didn't have the part for what was broken, and you have to come back again next week. But you were the smart guy in the world. Remember, you saved $150 on the car. At that moment, you would have paid an extra $1,000 for the car just to get the service that you were hopeful to get. Our next slide is a personal reminder to all of you. You don't get great at turning price shoppers into client families in one day. You get great doing it every day. Every day. It's even not a matter of how many callers or price shoppers you might get. It is about who you are, what your attitude is, and how dedicated you are to personal excellence. This isn't a selling gimmick that you might get from some motivational speaker. It's the philosophy. Our next slide tells us that in success, there are always failures. See, I don't want you to be afraid of blowing it every now and then. It's okay that you might be feeling awkward in utilizing these questions and this system that you have learned the last couple modules. Don't let the awkwardness of doing these things keep you from doing anything at all. When I first began dealing with price shoppers this way, years ago, I was also awkward. Sometimes I blew it, and sometimes I lost the call. But in time, I began having more success. For instance, when I wrote my first book, I contacted six publishers before one would take a chance. A book about cremation just for funeral directors? What's this? Well, no one ever dreamed that it would become the number one selling book in funeral service, and in fact, has outsold the past three editions of the embalming textbook. Well, the same is now with my newest book, Traversing the Minefield. I was turned down by more than one publisher until one said, okay. And it appears that this book will probably even surpass the first book in sales. Our next slide, it was me. This is me, okay? I was persistent. I was knowledgeable about all that you do. I've talked to you the last couple weeks about being prepared, being professional in your talking, in your demeanor, in your attitude, and even when you're on the telephone, to sit up straight. And, of course, be friendly and smile. Question the caller, then listen and question some more without interrupting. Separate yourself from all of the competitors. Be confident in what you say. Build rapport first. And be positive. Be enthusiastic. Be engaging. Be polished. Be outstanding. Our next slide is an exercise for you. And I really hope that you will do this and that you will even ask your entire staff to do this. How professional and memorable are you, really? And I've listed a number of different characteristics. And I would like for you to go through and rate yourself on a scale from 1 to 5, with 5 being the highest score. In other words, what is your persistent level? How prepared are you? Skip down to number 9. Do you know everything that you need to know about what you do without reservation? I mean, if I was to ask you, tell me, could you define the funeral for me? Could you define cremation for me? Can you tell me, why do we have funerals? Can you tell me the real purpose of embalming? Can you tell me about viewing the body and how important that is? Now, if you have any reservations about these things, you need to take care of finding out that information. How memorable are you, really? How compelling are you? And I've put a score. If you go to the next slide, there is a way that you can rate yourself. I'm going to be very honest with you. If you are below 47, you need to be concerned. You've got to pick that up quite a bit, okay? You've got to work on those items a little bit more. Our next slide. I want you to put yourself in the shoes of the caller, of your price shopper. Ask yourself, would I buy from me? I mean, if I were the buyer, would I do business with me? Do I have what it takes to win the caller, or do I have hesitation here? Am I able to move callers by what I have to say and the questions that I ask? Will the caller remember me and talk to me about others, so that when they get off the phone and they have to discuss it with the rest of the family, are they going to say words like, well, I know this one funeral home was a little more expensive, but they certainly appeared to be the best. That's where your edge is. Being successful is a challenge. I mean, what challenge is there in being mediocre? What challenge is there in being perceived as being the same as the other funeral homes that they have called? None. I mean, why even go there? When I used to sit with my staff and ask them to tell me their thoughts about our service, our prices, and everything else, I said, how would you define our service, our prices? And they all said competitive, comparable, or words to that effect. But I will tell you, those words hit me like a ton of bricks. So I challenged myself and my staff, and one day I told them, we are all done being competitive and comparable. We must stand out. We must be incredible. We must be memorable. We must be unique in all aspects of what we do. And one of the aspects was dealing with price shoppers. Our goal was to gain 6 out of every 10 callers. Our goal was to eventually be the funeral home in California with the highest quality, and if need be, even with the highest prices, but also the firm that produced the greatest value. We needed to become the most innovative and creative funeral home. We were all done doing what others were capable of doing. Our goal was to become much more than directors of funerals, to be truly memorable. What is memorable? Let's go to our next slide. Being memorable, standing out in the crowd, is creating a vivid image in the mind of the caller that in some way distinguishes yourself from all others. And you do that by what you do and how you do it, what you say and how you say it. If you've attended some of my seminars in the past, you might be familiar with what I'm about to ask all of you to do, and that is put your hand out in front of you and look at your hand. Concentrate on the fingers of your hand. I did this, and I said, you know, all of those fingers represent my colleagues, all funeral homes, all over. And all of those fingers on the hand look alike, except for one that kind of looks a little bit different. Yeah, it's that thumb. And I said, by golly, we are going to be the thumb. We are a part of funeral service, but we want to stand out. Now, if your price shoppers are talking about and doing business with your competitors, you need to make modifications as to what this slide is urging you to do. Are you memorable, or is the price your only difference? I mean, why should I hire you to do the cremation or burial or shipment? What's the difference? Our next slide is something that I want you to do. On your next price shopper, I want you to do something that says to the caller, I'm taking the time to get to know you. I'm acknowledging your call. I'm acknowledging the loss. I acknowledge the fact that you need help, and I want to help you. Well, what's the most obvious way to do this? Very simply, the most obvious way to accomplish this is to ask questions. Our next slide points out why ask questions. Well, how else can you possibly hope to build rapport with a caller unless you ask questions? Who died? How are you doing? What personal assistance can I offer you at this time? I know you are calling to get prices, but this is a tough situation. What words can I offer you right now that might help you? I mean, how else can you determine the caller's needs unless you ask questions? How else can you hope to establish confidence unless you ask questions? Our next slide. Asking and answering questions is the heart of selling you and your company's service. Without questions, you will have no answers. without answers, you will have no new client families. And very simply, without new client families, you'll have no money. Any questions? Questions are the basis of personal service. Questions are the most valuable tool for arrangers, funeral directors, and all personal service professionals. Beyond a doubt, questions are the most profound method of persuasion. I used to follow up with my employees after they got off the phone with a price shopper, and I'd ask them, how did it go? Oh, everything went okay. They just wanted price. And I would ask my employee, how do you know this is all they wanted? And they would tell me, well, they asked me how much we charge for a funeral, and that's all they wanted to know, so I told them how much we charge for a funeral. And then I would ask my employee, what questions did you ask them that confirmed in your mind the caller only wanted a price? Did you ask the caller three questions to determine their needs? I mean, what is it that makes you so smart at knowing what people want or need without ever having to ask them a question? Now listen, I know this is what is going on in your funeral home too. It means lost opportunity for you. It could mean more than the loss of a call. It can mean the loss of several generations of deaths from one family, including all of their friends. Our next slide talks about solutions. Because we are so good at finding solutions, once we identify the caller's problems, concerns, and needs. And we do that with questions. You know, I was at my funeral home one day, and two men walked in my front door, and I stopped what I was doing and introduced myself to them and asked them how I could assist them. They told me, we are here to get your price list. Our father died earlier today, and we currently have the price lists of six other funeral homes. And once we have yours, we are going to go home, and my brother and I are going to compare them. So we'll let you know later. Certainly, I gave them my general price list. And as they were about to walk out the door, I asked them, I said, gentlemen, do the two of you have an extra few minutes to spare? How about taking a seat in the office with me for just one moment? And they did. They even took me up on my offer of a soft drink. And while we were sitting there, I said to them, you know, I can appreciate your efforts in collecting all of the price lists and the data that you have, but I can assure you that even for a funeral director like me, with my years of experience, comparing seven price lists is not going to be an easy task. It is likely going to cause you undue frustration. And I really don't know how much you are going to learn about any funeral home just going through that exercise. So I can understand you and your circumstances. Tell me, what is the one thing that I need to lay on the table right now that is most important to you and that would cause you to seriously consider me as your family funeral director? There was my power question. Guess what? These two men told me. Now I'm going to be honest with you. They were not after the lowest price. In fact, they told me what their main concern was. Their main concern was knowing that they would get their father's cremated remains back and not the cremated remains of someone else, because they've heard a lot of the horror stories. I explained our identification procedure to them. I explained how we maintain positive identification of the deceased person from the moment we take custody until and through the cremation process to delivering the cremated remains to them. No other funeral home took the time to have a discussion with them. No one attempted to win the caller. And they were not on the phone. They walked in person. No one was willing to engage them. No one was willing to get personal. All of the other six funeral homes thought these two guys were after the cheapest price and didn't endeavor to engage them. All they handed out was their general price list. And all of those funeral homes lost. I won. I won another one. And it happened to be a full-service cremation with 2 days of viewing and a beautiful autumn oak casket. Big win, wouldn't you agree? You might say, well, Mike, you got lucky on that one. Yeah. The more you practice this, the luckier you will get. Our next slide gives us an example. And I've provided you with even some script here for you to consider. And of course, feel free to modify it for yourself. Feel free to create your own scenario and script. The caller is on the phone. I'm in need of your service. I want to find out how much you charge for cremation. And the funeral director says, oh, I'm pleased to provide this information to you and would like to help you. Our funeral home is the funeral home of choice, and our cremation service is unique to what you may have already learned. While I'm gathering my papers together here, I'd appreciate knowing, in what way, how did you come to call my firm? Oh, I'm looking through the yellow pages. Well, if I can offer you a word of caution, telephone ads don't always tell you everything that you need to know, especially when it comes to something as personal as cremating your loved one. Yeah, I can understand that, but I'm calling around to see who can best help me. Well, I hope you will agree that I'm the one who will be able to best help you. In addition to price, how do you plan on choosing a funeral home to help you and perform the cremation? Listen, price, helpfulness. Now, here's my note to you. My note right there says that most callers have never been asked this question and will probably think in a new way. I'll repeat it for you. In addition to price, how do you plan on choosing a funeral home to help you and perform this very personal service like cremation? Listen carefully. Most callers have never been asked this question. And then continue. So I understand. Tell me what being helpful means to you and the rest of the family at this time. See, price and helpfulness, not really an answer to much. So that I understand you, tell me what being helpful means to you and the rest of the family. Listen carefully. Cremation is a service we provide, and past clients have told us that they appreciate the way we do things. Now, how do you do things? I mean, do you do your cremations by appointment? Do you offer a 100% service guarantee? Do you stay with the deceased person throughout the cremation, even though your crematory is 40 miles away? I mean, if people appreciate the way you do things, let them know one or two ways in which they are appreciative. Most people remark that our helpfulness made all the difference when they made their choice. What is most important to you in having your father cremated? listen. See, this type of question draws out the true need and can be key to getting the call. Just like when I said to the two men in my office, what is it that I really need to lay out on the table for you right now in order to save you all of this driving around, all of this time, all of the headache, the smelling of the car fumes out there on the roads of Southern California? I mean, come on, what is it? And they told me. My question drew out their true need. And you can do this too, and it will be key to you getting the call. So now you can continue. Thank you for helping me to understand. Now you know much more than you did 2 minutes earlier. Continue on. If I could provide the level of personal care and attention that you seek with a reasonable price, is there any reason you could not choose my funeral home? And we continue on to the next slide. No, no, says the caller. What is your price? So you give your prices, you give your explanations, and then all of a sudden they come back with it, gee, that's more than most of the other funeral homes I've called. Continue on. See, being prepared. Let me tell you about our difference and how we perform this service and why we represent the best choice for you. Now, here is where you must provide specific, concrete, measurable value differences to the caller. Give a benefit statement for each major point of distinction and value. That if you do offer a 100% service guarantee, what this means to you is that if we perform, we own and operate our own crematory right here on our premise, what this means to you is that even though our nearest crematory is 40 miles away, we personally remain at the crematory during the cremation process. And what this means to you is. So our next slide talks about the rule of thumb. If you want different results from what you've been getting, you must be willing to do something that you have never done. Quite simple. Now I want to give you, our next slide shows the Price Shopper secrets. Secret. Mike, how do we ask powerful questions? Since you mentioned this, Mike, way back in the first module, I mean, you've given us a lot of great questions. I've written them down. I'm trying to create some of my own, and gee, this is really tough. It's kind of a struggle. I mean, I never was taught anything like this in high school, in college, certainly not in mortuary college, and rarely at any seminar that I've ever attended in years. I mean, there must be an easy way. Well, I don't want to say there's an easy way, but there are some secrets. And right here are your secrets. Start your sentences using these words. Help me understand. Share with me. Describe. Explain. Walk me through. These are questions that are going to cause the family to talk more. You listen. Let them talk. Want another example of how power questions work? Well, two Valentines ago, I was in an upscale department store, and I wanted to give my wife a Valentine's Day card. So I walked over to the greeting card section, and I was there looking at the hundreds of greeting cards, trying to find a special card for my wife. And a clerk came up to me and very nicely asked me, would you mind telling me she asked me, she said, can I help you? And I said, well, I'm looking for a Valentine card for my wife. And then she responded, would you mind telling me the mood you want your wife to be in after she reads your card? Amorous, I said. Then she said, well, what time of day were you planning to give her this card? She asked me with a, you know, little smile on her face. I said, well, probably after we have dinner over dessert. Well, the lady clerk was not yet done doing her detective work. When she reads your card, would you like your wife to swoon, laugh, or blush? And I said, well, after all of these years that we've been married, I'd love to have her blush. So she said, come with me. And she walked me over into the lingerie section of the store. Now, instead of a card, might I suggest this romantic red and white negligee with hearts and so on and so forth all over it? Okay. It comes with, this outfit even comes with a special small gift of Godiva chocolate liqueur. Well, the point is, I went in to spend $5 on a card and wound up spending over $100 on gifts. My need was simple, a card. My need was simple, dispose of the body, cremate the body, whatever it might be. I really wanted to avoid disappointing my wife of all of these years. The smart clerk used her questions to help me uncover my real aspirations and even present a provocative alternative. I was thinking, how did she know this? My goodness. She had three power questions. She built rapport with me. She wasn't trying to sell me anything. If she would have said to me, are you sure you just want a Valentine's Day card? Just like if you might say, are you sure that you want cremation? I might have responded by saying, hey, didn't you hear me? If she would have just grabbed me by the hand and took me to the lingerie section, she definitely would have appeared manipulative to me, hard selling. I probably wouldn't have gone. All right? So bear that in mind, the power of powerful questions. Having the most impressive array of merchandise will not accomplish for you what one good question will accomplish. Now, asking powerful questions does not guarantee that you'll get every price shopper. Some people only want the lowest price, and they don't care if the funeral home is inside a circus tent and has portable toilets. But I do know that as I and my staff and as other funeral directors across the country have done, as we changed our focus about price shoppers, as we stopped selling funerals or cremations and instead began serving the caller with questions, our success rate soared and our call volume and business thrived. I mean, what do you have to lose except another call to your competitor? Asking one question properly usually means devoting more time and energy, but it can also mean gaining a new client family. And hey, just for the asking. Now, our next slide points out red alerts. The red alert is ordinary, boring, powerless questions. And if you want to ask a boring question or an ordinary question, then start your question with one of these words. But I recommend that you go back to the previous slide, learn to start your questions using those words, and with the red alert slide, leave these to your competitor. Let them ask these kinds of questions. Here are some additional power questions for you to utilize. And you can formulate and complete the questions with the powerful openings that I have provided. For instance, What do you look for? So far, tell me, what have you found out or learned? Tell me about. In what way do you determine? Help me understand, what is a deciding factor? How familiar are you with? What is the one thing you haven't learned in calling around that you need to learn? Share some other factors, concerns, or barriers that are on your mind or that you are dealing with at this time. Our next slide provides you with some additional powerful questions. If I could answer one question for you that no one else has, what would it be? Share with me other funeral experiences you've had. What is the most memorable thing you recall about other funeral homes? This process of calling around is not easy. What do you dislike most about it? Tell me how many other funeral homes have been as helpful as I've tried to be. Describe the perfect scenario or solution for you and the family. Describe some of the attributes you would like to see from your funeral director. Describe, tell me the type of experience that you and your family would like to have. When all is said and done, what would be most important to you? Tell me how open to suggestion are you? Tell me how familiar you are with the professional care we provide to deceased persons. So our next slide is another exercise. Get the staff together and ask each staff person to compose three power questions that they might ask a price shopper. Now, if you are the owner or the manager, have them submit them to you. And then you go through them and take the best power questions and put them on a separate power question list. Share these power questions with the entire staff and discuss how they should be used. You know, what's the value of power questions again? When I would pick up my daughters from high school, I'd ask them, hey, how was your day? And I'd get the proverbial, fine, it was okay. So from that ordinary, boring question, what did I learn about their day? Nothing. So I experimented with my daughters. I would ask them, tell me what was the most wonderful thing that happened today? What was the most disturbing thing that you might have heard today? Tell me one thing you remember hearing from any teacher today. Well, guess what? I began learning more about their day. And importantly, we began having quality conversations. I really enjoyed picking them up. I really did. Our next slide is another type of script. That is when the price caller says, well, you know what? I just need to think about it. I mean, the scenario is you've spent about, 10, 15 minutes with this caller, but you get the old line, I want to think about it. Understand that this is not an objection. It is merely a stalling tactic. You need to uncover the real reason. You might say something like, it's good to think things over. I mean, it means you're interested in what I said. Is that correct? Sure, I'm interested. You would continue. You know, I really want to help you, but feel there's more to your reluctance, and I hope you're just not wanting to get me off the phone. No, I'm interested. I'm just a little overwhelmed right now. And you might continue. You know, choosing the best funeral home is an important decision for you to make. All funeral homes are not the same. Knowing that the cremation is done in the most respectful, professional manner is real peace of mind. I'm sure you agree. Now, are you going to be thinking it over with other family members?
No, no, I'm just, it's just going to be me.
Well, you know what, I've been a funeral director for 43 years, and we've served the community for more than 60 years. I know how important of a decision this is for you. In thinking things over, I found that people develop other questions they may not have the answers to. So why don't we think it over together so that as you get a question, I'm right here to give you an answer. Fair enough? Now, what was the main thing that you wanted to think over? Try it. Try it on the next price shopper call that says, I want to think it over. And then the next slide is a reminder that in success, there are always failures. You're not going to hit a single or a home run every time. The next slide talks about the degrees of failure. Where are you here? Are you failing to do your best? Are you failing to learn? Are you failing to accept responsibility? Failing to set a goal? Failing to make a commitment to personal excellence? Failing to have a positive attitude? Where are you on the degree of failure? You know, as an owner and an employer of a professional staff, I could put up with a lot of faults on the part of my employees, but not when it came to any of these points. None of us hits a single, triple, or home run every time, but you definitely will miss 100% of the shots you don't take. But if we are not true to, if my employees were not true to themselves and their career, how could they possibly be true to me? So I insisted upon getting their best effort, their willingness to learn, that they need to set goals, and that they must work toward personal excellence. These weaknesses up above, for the most part, are self-inflicted due to laziness or indifference, complacency, bad habits, and neglect. They can be cured, but many times it requires outside intervention by a third-party trainer, too. Don't be like this funeral director I spent a few hours with a few months ago. The two of us were sitting in his office talking about his business. His telephone rang, and the funeral director answered it and looked at me and gave me a facial motion indicating that this was a price shopper. Well, I got up and walked out of his office so that he could talk more freely. But yet I was standing close enough that I could not help but hear what he was saying to the price shopper on the phone. They exchanged their names, and he then gave the caller his price. And surprisingly, that was all. He hung up the phone, and then I came back in the office so we could continue our discussion. Now, about 15 minutes later, his competitor from across the street came in. He owned a funeral home across the street. And he asked if he could use his first call van, explaining that his first call van had a dead battery and wouldn't start. And the funeral director I was sitting with said, well, sure, but why do you need it? He says, well, I've got a first call to make. And then my friend asked, well, who died? Now, would you believe that the competitor across the street got the call and then to add salt to the wound had to come over and borrow this guy's van to make the first call? He would not take the time with the price shopper on the telephone. He lost opportunity, and they selected the funeral home across the street. So they all count. All of them count. Our next slide points out that when you learn to ask powerful questions, they will help you win more price shoppers than ever before. That power questions affect the caller's decision to choose you and help your firm become and maintain its position as the funeral home of choice in your marketplace. So think about the number of callers, price shoppers, that you get each month. I mean, if it's one a week, what would it mean to your bottom line if you captured two or three of them? I mean, think of it this way. If your cremation charge is $2,200 and you were to get two more calls each month, that equates to $4,400 more each month. And if you were to multiply that times 12, that equates to $52,000 more just for the asking. If just one of those calls that you got happened to be a full service call and your charge is $5,000, that is a lot of money just for the asking. So the powerful questions that you have been provided with have all been used with tremendous success by funeral professionals all over the country when talking with price shoppers. And the more that you use them, the more success you will have. Now, as a bonus, many of these same questions can be adopted for use in other circumstances, such as that arrangement conference or when you're with a burial family. These are not just for cremation families. This is not just for walk-ins. This is not just for price callers. All of these can be adopted. Prepare in advance. Be ready to listen and devote time to the caller. Focus on the caller. Don't hesitate to ask for clarification, and don't be afraid to probe. So I ask you, how open to suggestion are you? As this concludes Module 3 of the Price Shopper Secrets, I want to provide you with my final 8 points, and these will not be contained in this module, but they will be furnished to you later on. These are key for you to do in dealing with price shoppers. Number 1, create a powerful opening statement. And I want you to think about these points that I am driving home with you right now. Number 2, know 3 reasons that I should do business with you. Think about 3 reasons. Number 3, have a list of 6 to 10 powerful questions ready to be used in practically any circumstance. Carry them with you in your shirt pocket, in your purse. Have them taped next to all of the telephones in the funeral home, whatever it might be. Number 4, before giving prices, ask 3 friendly type of questions of each caller. Number 5, listen to what that person is saying. Number 6, ask powerful, engaging questions. Be ready to engage that caller. Number 7, listen with the intent to explore. Tell me more about what you just said. You told me that you do not want to spend a lot of money. Help me understand what you mean by that. Please tell me more about that. And then my 8th point, if necessary, go ahead, give them your price. Thank you for being with us in these 3 modules of Price Shopper Secrets. As always, Mike Kubisak is here for you. And my best of luck to all of you. God bless.